This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, speaking in Nogales, Arizona on Tuesday, announced new, tougher immigration enforcement measures. Sessions promised greater penalties for immigration violations, such as charging undocumented immigrants with felonies rather than misdemeanors. The move is likely to dramatically increase the number of immigrants that are detained and deported. Currently, there are thousands of immigrants being held in detention centers in the United States, and today we go to the site of the largest such center on the West Coast. Detainees at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, which is run privately by the GEO Group, are currently on hunger strike. They are joined on the outside by activists that have been occupying the area since Tuesday. One of those is my guest, Maru Mora Villalpando. She is the co-founder and organizer of the NWDC Resistance and the director of Latino Advocacy. Welcome to the program, Maru.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, tell us how this began. This is not the first time that people have been protesting on the inside and the outside at NWDC, the Northwest Detention Center. But let's talk about what has transpired this week. I understand people on the inside began a major hunger strike?
That's right. We received calls from people in detention over the weekend, letting us know that they weren't ready to begin a hunger strike starting Monday at noon. So we prepared for that, and we started with a rally outside to announce their hunger strike. We decided to set up camp since then, and we have been in touch with them as when they were getting ready. The head count of people on hunger strike was about 100 people, maybe more than 100 people. And throughout Monday and Tuesday, those numbers kept growing up. We heard by Monday night that 415 people were on hunger strike all day to on Tuesday. We kept hearing some other pods joining. That means other sections within the detention center. And by today, Wednesday, we see that those numbers have increased. People continue on hunger strike after all these many hours. We think this is going to continue and numbers are going to increase.
So I understand that there are something like 1,200 people being detained inside the Northwest Detention Center. Is that accurate?
Well, the maximum capacity here is 1,575 people. But based on the reports that we hear from people detained, this detention center is overcrowded. Some people inside have reported to us that they believe 1,700 people are detained right now in this prison. Hmm.
And so of those, we know that at least 400 have launched a hunger strike, maybe more, and that may continue. And what does it mean by launching a hunger strike? They simply refuse to eat the lunch that was or dinner that was offered to them?
Yeah, they decided to start with lunch, refusing that meal. They also are not buying commissary items. In the statement we received from them, they said, we are going to not buy commissary and not use funds to not only impact GEO Corporation, that is the one that runs the detention center, but also the other companies that run those services and profit from people in prison. So Kifi is the company that runs the commissary. People say, we're not going to buy from commissary either. And Telton is the company that runs the phone services, and they say we're going to try to not use phone services either.
And so those actions are linked to the reason why people are, I understand, on hunger strike, in addition to, of course, protesting their incarceration in the first place. Conditions are pretty harsh. People, I understand, are underpaid, and the commissary charges have increased. Can you sort of lay out some of the reasons that people on the inside are giving through the letters that they've passed, why they are on hunger strike?
The first demand that they listed is change the menu. Food has been a problem here throughout the years. People have been complaining that they're only given rice and beans, and they're cold, not even warm food are being what they're eating. They ask also bigger portions. Actually, the portions are getting smaller and smaller. And every time people complain about that, They're told by geo guards that there's just too many of them. They also complain about the hygiene. The uniforms that people are wearing are uniforms that have been worn by many people before them for many years. People have reported that they're not really clean, they're not being washed appropriately, and some people have reported skin rashes due to wearing this clothing. Obviously, this the one of the biggest complaints also is access to medical care. And one thing that we notice, it has been changing this year, and I think it relates to this new fascist regime that we're under now, is that a lot of the court dates have been postponed again and again, for not for weeks, but for months. And also, people in some instances, they say, I just want my court date either to fight my case or just to get deported, but they're not getting that.
Wow.
So they really not having access to due process or just to see a judge.
Right, and we should remind ourselves that President Obama continued this detention of immigrants rather than allowing them to remain with family and friends while they wait for a court date. But now you're saying those court dates are getting delayed. And of course, who benefits from that are these private companies like Jio that get money from the government to incarcerate immigrants. So Maru, tell us what's happened on the outside of this detention center, the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, where you are right now. People on the inside are on hunger strike. What does the outside look like?
Well, we set up camp since Monday at noon. We've been here all this time. We have had several people coming in and out. Last night, we had 20 people camping out with us, spending the night. The reason why we decided to stay the night is because we want to make sure that Gio and ICE knows that people inside have real support, real solidarity. We also want to watch out for any kind of retaliation. Based on our experience in 2014, there were immediate retaliation back then, so we wanted to get ready for that. Not only having a solidarity here, but an immediate response, both from the public, calling media so people know what's going on, but also with a legal team ready to go in. We have already held two rallies. We're going to hold one again today, Wednesday. So we're going to be here until people decide to end the hunger strike. We are inviting people to come down, people that have never known about the detention center's existence. We tell them what's going on inside. We also were lucky enough to meet with some of the families of those in hunger strike right now. And they have been talking to people. They join our rallies. We heard from their kids, their sons, their little children that are asking to see their parents again and to be reunited.
And actually, we have a video that was taken at the rally taking place outside Northwest Detention Center, where a young man spoke about his father who was being incarcerated at the detention center. Here is that video.
First of all of what I wanted to say was that right now, I miss my dad a lot right now because he's been with me throughout my whole entire life since I was even born, because when I was at the age of 1 year and a half, I'm guessing, I think, my mom was doing drugs and I got taken away from her from CPS. So I was at foster care for like 2 days and my dad came back for me and he picked me up and took me home with him. So I'm really happy that he actually like came back for me and didn't forget about me. And right now, it's just something that I don't want to forget about. Like, I don't want to lose my dad because he's been there for me. He's just something really special for me to have in my heart. Dad, if you're seeing this right now, I love you and I'm going to be here for you anywhere you want to be.
And that is a young man speaking about his father being held at the detention center. That's the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, the largest such detention center that incarcerates immigrants, undocumented immigrants. It's being run by Geo Group, and a hunger strike has been taking place there this week. My guest, Maru Mora Villalpando, is the co-founder and organizer of NWDC Resistance. Maru, this is not the first time that such actions have taken place. You mentioned that in 2014, I understand even a year later, there were actions both inside and outside the detention center?
That's right. That's actually how the Norway's detention center resistance began, by supporting the first largest hunger strike ever in a Tacoma, in an immigration prison. Back then, we really didn't know what we were facing, the kind of retaliation that people were expected. It was just incredible to fight not only the transporting people to different pods within or to other facilities, but also placing solitary confinement and even threaten them with force feeding. We had to run and learn a lot of things at the same time as people were being detained. We actually, based on that experience, worked with some of the people that helped us build that immense work at that time and put together something that is called the Hunger Striker Handbook. We actually released it last week. We had no idea that after a week of releasing that handbook, people in detention were ready to also strike again after 3 years. And I think one of the lessons learned of those hunger strikes during that year in 2014 is that it actually creates progress. It does build pressure. At that time, we were able to pressure and shame the Obama administration. We know that good results came out of that. We know that today we're in a different situation. This is not an administration that cares about human rights. They don't care what about people think of them, but we still believe in public opinion. As a matter of fact, this morning, we were able, this Tuesday, Wednesday morning, we were able to hear from one of the sections on hunger strike that the hunger strike is working. People that have been sick are finally being seen by a doctor today or sent to the dentist. And people that have been they have their courts postponed are finally being scheduled now.
Wow, so immediate results, at least on a minor level, are being seen there. How can ordinary people support, particularly those who can't come up to Tacoma and join you on the outside? What are you calling on the public to do right now in solidarity with these immigrants that are being detained?
Well, we're actually asking for people to, you know, take a picture of themselves, a selfie. Everybody likes selfies. And just have a sign that says that you're in solidarity with the hunger strikers in Tacoma, that we want to end detentions, we want to end deportations. This is not only about Tacoma, this is about every single detention center in the nation. We have over 600 places where people are being detained right now. As you mentioned, we have thousands of people, more than 42,000 people right now detained throughout the nation. So if they can help us start building that public opinion against detention centers and in support of the hunger strikers, they can also just share our posts on social media. They can donate. Once we reach 72 hours, which will be Thursday at noon, we think this is going to get really hard. If people decide to continue the hunger strike, there's a possibility that they will be sent to solitary confinement. ICE will call it medical isolation, but it's nothing but solitary confinement. And we will need a lot of support by making sure that we have legal support. But also, we're going to require donations for the families and to place money in commissary accounts for people, for those that are not in solitary, to be able to call us and to be in touch with them. So I think there's several ways people can do it, but I think the most important one is the public opinion. And I think that's the only way we're going to be able to fight back this fascist regime.
And those selfies where people can express their solidarity with the hunger strikers, is there any hashtag that they should use?
Hashtag solidarity, hashtag Tacoma, hashtag hunger strike.
And we will post that on our website later today. So I understand that the organization that you co-founded is on Twitter at NWDC Resistance, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/NWC NWDC resistance. We will post those links to our website later today as well. Maru, finally, what do you make of Jeff Sessions' very, very frightening and ominous announcement at the border in Nogales, Arizona, that is where he's basically in, warning that immigrants are going to get slapped with much higher penalties than they have already been?
Well, I think that this just confirms that the buildup of this massive criminalization and massive deportation system, it just grew even larger under this fascist regime. We knew that Sessions is a very dangerous guy, and that's why we cannot appeal to the government right now. We're not going to negotiate with a fascist regime, because freedom is not negotiable. This is what we need. We need people to take a stand, to take direct action, and we need right now to support that amazing sacrifice that people are doing, not only putting themselves in danger with not eating, their health on the line, but also their court cases. So I don't think this, what people are doing right now is saying, let's negotiate with G or with ICE. They tried and it didn't work. And I think the rest of the public that are watching what hunger strikers are doing is a good example to follow. We need to take direct action. We need to take things onto our own hands. We need to make sure that the public go out there, demonstrate, and instead of being afraid and hiding, this is when we need to be more visible than ever, and not to let things get normal. Making people that are crossing the border in felons is just another excuse to continue building this system. And we're sick and tired of that, and we're not going to let it happen.
Maru, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
My guest is Maru Mora Villalpando, co-founder and organizer of NWDC Resistance, director of Latino Advocacy. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.